on a mission to teach a million people how to check their inner battery as often as they check their phone battery. So how am I feeling? On a scale of 1 to 10, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, how am I feeling right now? Am I okay with how I'm feeling? Is that how I want to show up to the conversation I'm going to have, the email I'm going to write, the whatever it is that I'm going to do? Is that how I want to show up and be present? And if not, how do I bring myself back into a thriving self? How do I restore myself? And it's going to be a little different each day.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Curiously Wise. I am Lauren Wittig, your host, and I have another in a long line of amazing people here today. I'm bringing in Jennifer Lyle, who I've been working with for, gosh, probably 8 or 9 months now in various programs she has, and I just adore Jennifer. I don't have enough good things to say about Jennifer, but you'll get to know her in this conversation. And I think you'll feel the energy that she brings to everything she does is so lovely and uplifting and affirming. So let me just read her bio to you because, you know, that's what I do. And then we'll dive into our conversation with Jennifer. So Jennifer Lyle helps visionary entrepreneurs create a strategy and trust in themselves to bring their million-dollar ideas to life, scaling their business doing what they love. She helps you master your energy and intuition to confidently make bold decisions and become the leader you need to be to create it. And she's on a mission to teach 1 million people to check their inner battery as often as they check their phone battery. I love that. A legacy of positivity she wants to leave in the world. And Jennifer, welcome to Curiously Wise.
Thank you. And I just want to reflect who you are to me, if I could for a moment.
Absolutely.
You are a rock star of heartfelt intention and connection. You create such magical, sacred space within this podcast, within everything that you do, to help your clients, your friends, everyone who comes into your world really become aware of their highest potential and who they're here to step into. And you create this wonderful space of self-discovery and magical unfolding that just is so safe, feeling held, feeling loved, feeling seen, and so wise that you just really are making such a magical and important contribution to the world. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much for that. It's always nice to get somebody's perspective of me, of yourself, because I think we don't always see ourselves in our best light. And so I find it really, and you're the second person today who has done that for me. So I appreciate that. I must be magnetizing myself to receive this perspective of myself that's timely and really moving to hear. So thank you for that. Very much, very much.
You're most welcome.
All right. So let's see. I have felt such a connection to you since the very first time. I think one of your emails landed in my email box, and I don't even know how we connected there. I have this ability, or my guides have this ability to bring to me what I need in a place I can find it. And it's usually either an Amazon email or some other email that shows up in my box where I'm like, don't know how I got on that list, but thank you.
I love it. I love it.
And it's been a lovely journey with you because it's all been in like the last 10 months or so and through different programs. And I want to reflect to you that your Ready to Be Seen program, which is this intensive 3-week shift things super fast, is so powerful and really began me on this journey of changing who I want to be into who I really am, instead of wanting to be this other person that I thought I should be. And I find myself being seen in unusual ways, and every now and then I go, oh my goodness, that's different, that's new. So I really want to recognize, this is going to be a love fest, guys, I'm sorry, how powerful a coach you are and how connected I have felt with you really since the beginning. I felt a real heart connection with you. And it's part of why I wanted to have you on the podcast. So I had a whole hour to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate it. Like, to me, that Ready to Be Seen program is a gift for me and a gift for everybody who goes through it, mm-hmm. because it came to me at a time when I needed to be ready to be seen. I first launched it in the pandemic. My business wasn't doing great and I needed to do a massive shift. And I was in a couple of different group programs. And one of the people had taught us is, okay, here's a thing we're teaching you. And then here's a methodology for how to market yourself. And then I had gotten this little sticky note that said, I'm ready to be seen, and like got the sticky note. I wrote the sticky note. Like, you know how you get the sticky notes and you have, there it is.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know where I put it. Anyways, you get the little sticky note of ideas. You write it down in the middle of the night and you don't know what it's going to become. If it's just a journaling reflection for yourself, is it a blog post? Is it a video? Whatever it is going to be. And I'd written down, I'm ready to be seen and heard. And then in this group program, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. I can't put myself out there like this. And then I did a social post, like, is anybody else feeling like this too? And like, all sorts of people responded. And then in a meditation, it's like, okay, you're going to do this program called Ready to Be Seen. And you're just going to do these deep dive energy clearings to help release the top blocks and hold entrepreneurs back, and go.
Go.
Right? You get this too, right? And so I went. And it was the first time that I got in action so quickly without hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so within 6 weeks, I had my first group.
Wow.
And that's the thing. When we can have that courage to listen, take quick action, because like the universe is like, all right, you're ready, are you? Here you go. Are you going to go and they're serving something to you on a silver platter. Are you going to like eat the sandwich, or are you going to let it like fester and rot and get moldy off in the corner like so many ideas and inspirations do? But when you dive into that deliciousness right away, as it's like, whoa, this is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun. Yeah. And I'm totally experiencing that right now, because I've been launching a new women's circle, and I got the idea for it out of part of the collective that I'm in with you. But just that impetus to just do it, just, okay, take the leap. You know, we've talked about quantum leap in you know, your coaching programs, and it just, like you said, it just all came together as like, of course I can do this, because I've done some of these before and this is where I want to focus on it. And everything has kind of fallen into place, and I have sufficient people to run the circle already signed up for it. So I know it's going to be a fabulous event. I'm getting goosebumps as I talk about it, because it was that divine inspiration. It was that you need to do this now. Move. Go. Yeah.
Yes. We've lined things up. If you start to post and talk about it now, it's going to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come together and just believe that it will. And that's half the battle, right?
Yes. Yeah. So believing. I keep coming back to that one, to believe that it's going to happen.
Yes. And you know what? At first, I feel like going back to the part about we've done these things before.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for me, what I had done previously is I would launch something. So I'd gotten like systems put in place. I'd gotten some little things put in place. I'd gotten like different components put in place. But every other time I'd launched before, I'd get maybe one yes, mm-hmm. and or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time, it was the combination of the right energy, the right mindset. And I had those other pieces in place, so I didn't have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to keep it simple, so it could be easy.
Yeah.
So in some ways, all of that work and the quote unquote failure was to set things up to be easier for the next go around. And I don't know why. I just feel like that's something really important to bring up.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you highlighting that, because it's so true. I've done the same thing where I've tried to launch things along the way, and learned a lot from the process, but felt like a failure, right? Because I couldn't make it work. This time for me, it's different because it's not, I'm not trying to make it work. I'm trying to make sure I am in the right energy when I send anything out. And there's been a couple of days where I wasn't. And so I didn't, even though my logical mind's going, well, you've only got another week to market this thing. And it's like, today is not the day. And I honor that, even though my brain is going, wait a minute, and I didn't do that before. I was just, bullheading my way through it. And I'm sure that energy was being, the energy of my doubts, my uncertainty, my fears of being seen, of falling on my face, not knowing what I was doing, whatever, all of those things that we get in our head. This time I'm paying attention to that and honoring where my energy is so I don't offload that to other people if it's not in a good place.
Yes.
And you really helped me figure that out.
My honor. It was the game changer for me. Mm-hmm. It allowed me to grow my business to six figures and to be consistently at six figures. And now it's like, how can I grow that more in a way that is sustainable and lights me up? Not just because I have to do more, but because I want to impact more. I mm-hmm. want to be of service more. And I just wanted to make that distinction because I have conversations with my husband. He's like, I get frustrated with our company because they always want more growth, more growth, more growth. And that is nature. And and sometimes it can get frustrating hearing about people who are like, oh, I'm at a million, seven figure and 10 figure and businesses. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to go for that. It's all about what is right for you. But when you said bullheading, I was kind of snickering. Because I get that. It's like the bull in the china shop and just pushing forward. And it speaks to that pushing energy. And it also talks to the BS dialogue that's going on in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know I was brought up by one of the feminists, from the 60s, and she lived that life and she was determined I would have a career and all that kind of stuff. And I chose a different path along the way because of various reasons. And I've always sort of felt like I should be doing more. I should be more of an activist. I should be this. I should be that. I should be. But that wasn't the path I chose. And I was in a, okay, I'm just going to detour here for a second, as I do. I was in a yoga class yesterday morning. And the woman who runs it is actually a dear friend of mine. And she hadn't run it for a while. And so I was really happy to go. And she always does a little reading at the beginning. And she does the chanting and meditation all as part of it. And the phrase that came up for her for us to focus on for the day was, I choose. What a game changer. I choose the life I have. I chose the route I took. But I still have that little voice inside going, but you should. So it's really important that we hear ourselves and acknowledge that that's a voice, but it's not a voice we have to pay attention to. It's a voice we can release, heal. What would you say?
It's about a deeper connection within. And there are a bunch of different voices in our head. Think about those days you get the song in your head. And sometimes it's a song you want to bop along to. And other times it's just like, get the heck out of my head.
Yeah.
So there's so many voices that can be in our head. And it's about learning how to discern which one's actually yours. Mm-hmm. Which one do you actually want to listen to? Which one is like calling you into something bigger and bolder. And that requires going within, doing a deeper connection within, understanding yourself, understanding your body, understanding your emotions, understanding your mind, understanding your connection to whatever higher power it is that you believe in. You have to go there first. Mm-hmm. And if you're always too busy, always externally focused, always paying attention to the outside direction, you're giving up your power.
Mm-hmm.
And diminishing that whole idea of I choose. When you choose, you're reclaiming your power.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know the answer to this, but how do we do that?
Well, there's several things. Now, there's the one that we're going to go to because we both really want to go there. But there's a step first that some people might not be ready to hear that. I don't know why. We just have another step to go through first. First, I believe that there's this desire and need for connection with others, with a world that is going to lift you up. So being in circle with others, being immersed in teachings, whether it's a book or the podcast, like this phenomenal podcast you have here, like immersing yourself and connecting with others. I do believe there's something special and significant about the two-way conversation and exchange and being able to contribute through your questions, through your presence, and through your own words and contribution to conversation that helps deepening the understanding and anchoring in the insights, both for you or for the people that you're with. So I think that there's that outwardly connection first that helps with the inner journey. Because as you start to go into places where you might not be so familiar with, then you don't know, like, is this real? Like, did you go through the am I going crazy
scene? Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's why. So you go.
I still doubt periodically. I'll get a message or I'll get a clear knowing. And I'm like, is that real? Am I just, because I have a very active imagination. But
hold on. There's a difference between the doubting part and then the am I going crazy as you're just diving into this spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yes. Yeah.
So to help, especially the people who are newer on their journey, or maybe you're going deeper in a way or area and you're like, is this real? Am I going crazy? Is this information that I'm sensing and that I'm interpreting, is that true? And if you don't have anybody else to talk to that is on the same path, you can feel like you're going nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I had a very dear friend who was with me in the early days. And so we validated for each other, you know, and that is a lot of why I wanted to do the circle that I originally did before the pandemic started, because I needed to be in the company of people who were on a similar journey, and preferably some who were further along it, who could be mentor, who could be a validator, whatever. And yeah, but the other part of that for me was a big fear about if I followed the path, the spiritual path that I've been on, this to becoming a healer, to becoming a facilitator of women's groups, that the people that I loved might think I was too weird.
Yes.
And not love me anymore.
Yes. Well, yeah. Or yes. So that the ostracizing part.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes way back to how many previous lifetimes. Right. And
yep.
Then you cannot survive if you've been ostracized and kicked out of the tribe.
Yeah. 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 So that's for me. I think it was more the fear of that than the fear that I was going crazy. I don't know why I wasn't so worried about going crazy. I think because I had my friend with me, you know, regularly, and she was even living with us through part of that life, that part of that time. And so I had a partner in that. And then I began to meet other people in weird and wonderful ways. It's this magnetism, I think, that we send out a yearning for. I need other people who can help me understand, who can teach me, who can, you know, help me along the path. And they started showing up. And I love that about the universe. I love that about my understanding of how things work now, is if I really, really with my heart want something, especially if it's in the greater good, which I think, you know, more healers, greater good, that it's going to happen. I'm not going to know how or when, but it will arrive when I'm ready for it and when the time is right for it. I used to say the time is ripe, R-I-P-E, for it.
It's funny as you're talking, and that magnetism what I'm being shown is as you're going through this journey, you start to become aware of what your magnetism is, because you can be that beacon of light, of like a lighthouse of here, that you're there to help people, or that you are looking for this similar kind of white light, is just the simplest way I can express it. Or if, as you are wobbly or maybe angry or whatever, the light that you could be putting out is more like the Las Vegas Strip. And there's like, you're welcoming in or drawing in other things that are at that same vibe. And I don't know why I want to go there, but there's just something about, and it's okay, but there's needing to become aware of what you're putting out there.
Yes. Because I totally agree with that. And there's times where I go, I am not fit company for anybody today. I'm going to go meditate, or I'm going to go take a walk in the woods with my dog. I'm going to do something to reset that or to raise it. Sometimes during the pandemic, I just danced in my office by myself a lot, you know?
Good. That is so good.
So, so that awareness that this about what you are sending into the world. Yeah. And it can be through words. It can be through mood. It can be through actions, you know. But you are sending that out. It's vibrating out into the world.
Yes.
And that's something I talk about a lot with people I work with, is that we want to keep ourselves at the highest frequency, the highest vibration we can, because in that way, even just by simply holding a good light, it always feels lighter to me, higher vibration, we're sending that out into the world. That's helping the world. I don't have to move from this chair to do that. Mm-hmm. I get to do it through the podcast. That spreads it even further. Okay. But each person that you affect that way is going to then raise up a bit, even if it's not to the same level, and radiate theirs. And I think that's a gift we can give to the world, and especially humanity at this point. If we can all aspire to be that white light as opposed to that neon light, you know.
And just to take a bit of the pressure off, if you can be like, aim for 51%. Because I think that if we put some unrealistic expectation that you're going to be happy 24/7, I think that that is, and I don't think that that was what your intention was. But like, we're not the sunshine. We're not the sun. And even our perception of the sun, we rotate through the earth and we have the experience of day and night.
Yeah.
Get a break from it all, because we need to kind of come back in, rest, and to be able to go back out there.
Yeah.
I don't know
I agree. Thanks for clarifying.
What's been an unusual indicator for me on my journey and my evolution has been my laugh. And as I became more me, my laugh became lighter and more playful.
Yes. I've noticed that too about myself. That I laugh more, and it's got a different, I want to say, I don't know. I was going to use the word value, but that's got a kind of a loaded word, but it's got a different feel to it. And it's spontaneous. I do it a lot when I am in these conversations. I'm constantly laughing, you know, it just bubbles up.
Yes.
And it's joy for me. It's that feeling of joy, which I know is a high vibration. Joy is a very high vibration. So, yeah.
I love that. And the other thing for me is a lightness, whereas all those voices and the coulds and shoulds and finger waggings of whatever's going on in our head, or the flashes of memories that show up, is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to come to that light and playful laugh. And then if I have moments, it's just like of recognizing, I'm not laughing as much as I usually do. okay, so what's the TLC that I need, and being mindful of it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
An indicator.
It is. It really is. And I have noticed, especially since we sort of, and you know, got to the place where we could move back into so-called normal life after 2 years of being in quarantine, I laugh a lot more than I used to. I'm also a lot more compassionate with myself. I think there was a lot of perspective I gained during the pandemic about what was really important to me and what I could let go of. And I think a lot of us went through that sort of internal examination during those days. I know not everybody does that, but I'm a big, you know, let me see what's going on inside person. And the perspective that I learned from the women's circle that I ran helped with that, because I was able to step outside of myself and go, okay, is this really a terrible thing that, you know, the book that I ordered from Amazon, it's taken 2 weeks to get here instead of the one day I expected? No, it's not. That's where I got that divine right timing or ripe timing. It's like, it's okay. Everything will occur when it's supposed to, and I can just let it go. That just lifted so many of those burdens, that shoulds, woulds. I, you know, why didn't it work? Why am I a victim of this kind of mentality? I am a expert at putting myself in a victim mode. Many years of practice. So I'm learning, even today, I'm learning there are places in my life where I have seen myself as the victim that other people saw me as a strength.
Huh?
Just today.
Wow.
And so it's like, oh, there's another place where I was playing victim in my head, but right. I wasn't, I was strong. Yeah. So I can't remember how I went off on this tangent, but
it's okay. We were meant to go here. One thing that was coming up for me is you mentioned the pandemic and how that was such a great reflection time. And I do believe it was a wonderful reflection time for a lot of people to reprioritize what they really mm-hmm. want in their life. And yet, as soon as things opened back up, there's just this, I want my old life back. Like there were so many things that so many mm-hmm. people missed, and like they had to catch up and make up for that lost time and the overindulgence of other things. And it's almost like inside, okay, back out in the real world. Hey, let's go. And not necessarily, but like party hard or do whatever mm-hmm. hard or do whatever big. And then it's almost like there's this need to come back, or this desire like, yeah, you know what? I thought I really missed that. And I guess I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I didn't miss that nearly as much as I thought.
Yeah.
Now what do I do? I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to go back to the old way, but I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. 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 And that's, yeah, it's. That's definitely something that I'm seeing in a lot of people. A lot of those introverts came out with a, you know, and now they're kind of going, I don't know about that. You know, it's like, I still need more me time. I need more quiet time. I need more solitude, whatever. And I think even, I don't have a lot of extroverted friends, but even they, you know, like you said, they sort of came out and rushed to do everything. And now they're sort of sitting back going, wait a minute, how do I really want to experience this life, especially since, you know, I think we all feel like we lost a couple of years there. You know, it's like they kind of went by in a flash for me, but it's lost time. I couldn't tell you what day of the week it was, or even what hour of the day it was, without checking something electronic to tell me during those 2 years.
Right.
I lost all those structures in place that helped me sort of move through a structured day.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of us are trying to figure out sort of how to be in this. It's an opportunity to rethink or reimagine what we really want from our lives.
And
for me, it's coming back to this connection thing.
Yes, reconnection.
And absolutely. It's why I started the podcast, because I was missing that connection of good, deep conversation with people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it's interesting to watch. I mean, I have a cultural anthropology background, so I love to see how these things are interacting with each other. But it is, I think a lot of us are in a place of where, how do I move through this into something better, something that lights me up, something that brings me joy? And I know the younger generations are really looking at that way.
And the thing is that if you've been numb for so long, are you even giving yourself permission to feel joy?
Yeah.
And so this is where that inner reflection and taking that pause to just ask yourself, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? Yeah, we checked the phone.
Yep.
29%. Where's
the card?
I just can't do whatever without my phone being charged. And yet, you know, we go through the day of being with loved ones, of doing your job or running your business, taking care of family or your pets or whatever all the other responsibilities are. And then you just drop at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You go to sleep and you do it all over again. And you don't even know. You just know that at the end of the day, you really need to get some sleep. Because you have a long day again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And often it's not good sleep.
No.
You know, it's not restorative sleep. It's you know, tossy-turny kind of stuff.
Restorative. I think that's where we go now. Okay.
Restorative.
How's that feel?
That feels good. I always love restorative. It's, you know. So how would you restore yourself after a day like that?
Well, first, it's about doing the pauses in the day, in the process. So checking in, how am I feeling? So as you know, you shared earlier, I'm on a mission to teach 1 million people how to check their inner battery as often as they check their phone battery. So how am I feeling on a scale of 1 to 10, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually? How am I feeling right now? Am I okay with how I'm feeling? Is that how I want to show up to the conversation I'm going to have, the email I'm going to write, the whatever it is that I'm going to do? Is that how I want to show up and be present? And if not, how do I bring myself back into a thriving self? How do I restore myself? And it's going to be a little different each day. Like the sun is really trying hard to get out. So as soon as when we wrap up, I'm going to go back outside. Because I just need to soak up some more sunshine today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But other days, it could be pulling out my bolster and stretching. Or putting on my favorite song and doing a little bit of dancing. Going for a run, going for a walk, petting my kitty cat. Oh my gosh, it makes me so much joy.
Yeah, I play with my doggy. I just realized I take 3 or 4 breaks during my work day.
Uh-huh.
To just go play with the dog for a little while. Throw the ball for her and, you know, just laugh at her.
So good on so many levels.
Yeah.
So many levels.
It's funny how, you know, you don't really notice sometimes that you are taking care of yourself during the day, but you also don't notice that you're not. So I love the inner battery check. It's something that I think you taught in the very first thing I ever participated in with you. And I have become a real fan of it because it's an external prompt to check in with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm so intuitive that I tend to just kind of flow through a day without really examining the day. And it gives me the opportunity, especially when I notice that I don't feel right or something's not off, or my husband's had a couple of really hard days work-wise this week. He's an IT guy and he does a lot of security, and they've got a second biggest client who's had a big problem. And so he's been really tense and concerned about that. And at the same time, he's just started on Medicare and I'm sort of in limbo with the health insurance, which here in the States is a big deal. and so he's been worrying about how that's going to work out. And he's because it's through him, through his company. So he's got these two big things. And he's walking around like this big dark cloud is around him. And I'm trying not to get sucked into it. I'm trying to make sure that I have appropriate boundaries in place so that I can be compassionate and helpful where I can, but not soak up that vibration and to lift him as much as I can, to take what I can from him to ease his load. And those days, I really do have to be very conscious about how I'm feeling, because it's easy. We both work at home. You know, we've lived in the house together. We have lunch together. We're rubbing up against each other in, you know, energetically all the time. And so it's the last few days I've been checking in even more than usual. And it's really been helpful because I've been able to go, okay, emotionally, yeah, I'm a little off. We could play with the dog for a while. Yeah. You know? Or I'm just going to give myself a break and, you know, go get tea with a friend. For me, yeah. A lot of times it's about connecting with other women when I'm feeling down. It's like, I need to connect with other women. So it's good to have those tools, I call them. I think of it like a toolbox. If I'm feeling off spiritually, what do I do? Honestly, I go, hey guys, to my guides, come on in. I need you here. Come lift me up, you know? And immediately I start to feel my energy shift. But sometimes it's, I really just need to be in the company of another woman where we can have this kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. And the podcast serves for that. But I have a couple of dear friends that I just will go, you want to go get some tea? So can you tell the listeners a little bit more about the inner battery check-in?
So the intention of this check-in is for you to pause and ask yourself how you are feeling. And it's about trusting that inner voice of asking yourself, and we can do it right now. If you were to close your eyes and ask yourself, I like to put my hand on my heart as well. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling physically right now? And it's the first number that comes to you. And then also just do a quick scan through your body and notice, are you feeling tightness anywhere, lightness anywhere? And this is not you kind of looking at your body like, well, I'm really out of shape and so I'm going to rate myself a 2. That's not what I'm asking you. How do you feel right now? Maybe you're feeling amazing because you had a really good workout this morning. Maybe you're feeling really tired and tight because you had a tough workout this morning that pushed you to your limits. And now you're noticing that, oh my gosh, my thighs are still burning. Whatever it is, this is just awareness for you. So I'm a 7. Physically, I feel like I'm thirsty. So I've been having some sips of teas. What else is going on for me? I actually feel like I have more space. I had a different type of chiropractic treatment this week, network spinal analysis that I had done ages ago. The practitioner that I used to see is no longer with us. And so I went and saw one of his colleagues and it's just like, huh, it's interesting how much space that's opened up. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling emotionally right now in this moment? And get present, like, what are the emotions that are coming up for you? You know, maybe this conversation and hearing this, it could make you feel a little sad. Maybe you don't have people in your life that you're able to have these kinds of conversations with. Maybe it makes you a little sad, or maybe, you know, maybe you're missing a friend that you used to talk to about this, or a sister. Maybe they're not close by, or you just haven't connected in a while. That's okay. This is just awareness. Maybe you're feeling really happy because you love these conversations and you've been nodding your head through the whole thing. Whatever it is, for me, I get a 9. I really, really love these conversations and it really lights me up. And then the next question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel mentally right now? And it's the first number that comes to you. And get present to, are you foggy? Are you clear thinking? Do you feel like you've got this blanket or cloud over you? And what are the dominant thoughts that are coming up for you right now? So paying attention to that. So mentally, I get that I'm a 9 right now. And then this last question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel spiritually right now? And this is about you and your connection to whatever higher power it is that you believe in. Whether it's God, Allah, Buddha, the universe, your higher self, or just faith that things are going to work out. And I want to say 22. Because I'm just loving the flow of the conversation here. And then when you have these numbers, for me, if you're an 8, 9, or 10, you're in this thriving zone. It's like, great, you're connected, you're in the flow. This is what you want to aim for. Like, 51% of the time. If you are in the middle and you're like a 4, 5, 6, or 7, well, you're suffering. Because honestly, we are meant to be, our default is actually the thriving zone, but we've been so conditioned in this world to be more in that suffering and survival mode. So we're in that suffering zone in the middle. And if you're at a 1, 2, or 3, you're in survival mode. Now, this is not judgment. This is just awareness. Because if you discover that you're a 3 across the board and you've got a long laundry list of things to do, you might want to reconsider what you take on because you're depleted and you really don't have any juice to be giving to everybody else. And plus the energy that you infuse into whatever it is that you do. So if you're like at a 3 and you need to have a really important conversation with somebody, think about how that's going to go. But there's going to be times when you might be a 3, like maybe you just lost your cat or your dog or you're going through grief of some kind. Maybe you're really sick with a bad cold or recovering from surgery. That's okay. It's just awareness. And you then have the opportunity to give yourself permission, to give yourself the space and grace to move whatever you need to move through. But if you're a 3 and you're like, okay, like there's nothing in my life that is present that should be causing me to be that low, then it's your responsibility to choose differently. And that's where, as you were sharing earlier, that when you feel like I'm not in the right energy to do something, you go and do something, playing with your dog, connecting with a girlfriend, dancing, whatever it might be. Because you know that you want to show up as that better version of you. You want to get back to that natural state of being.
It's so simple, but it's also so very illuminating, I find. And it is because I always have said about myself, I don't know what I'm thinking or feeling till I write it on a page. And I'm much more aware now than I used to be, but it's still a case where writing it down, putting it on the computer, even just stopping to think about it. If I'm like in the middle of the grocery store, it shines a light, and just shining a light, I find often lifts me up. Just like, oh, I'm at a 5 physically. Okay. Oh, I'm going to go for a walk, you know? Whereas it used to be, I just feel like, I don't feel like moving. Now I know, oh, I could do something about that.
Yeah.
And I want to feel physically stronger, physically better. So let's go for a walk. It's simple. It's easy. It's not a big strenuous thing, but it will lift me from a 5 to maybe a 7 or an 8.
Sometimes it is just having that sip of water. You realize, oh my goodness, I have not had anything to drink all day.
Yeah.
So it's that cue to... Right. Do another thing that's proactive about your health. And that's what this is. It's a foundational, what they call a keystone habit. The act of doing this check-in then causes you to take some positive action in order to bring your numbers up.
Yeah.
Now, I used to just check my inner battery at the beginning of the day, and that was lovely to understand how I was starting my day, but things would send me sideways. So then I would start checking at end of the day as well. And that's interesting to know how I was bookending my day. But I didn't really start to make a significant shift in my world until I started checking in throughout the day. Because we don't realize how much little things trigger us. Could be an email, could be a phone call from somebody trying to scam you. That is, just gets you frustrated. And then you don't realize that you bring that into the next thing you do. Or somebody else in your world, as you're saying, a loved one's going through something and you want to make sure like you're feeling away, is that mine or is that theirs? So as you check in throughout your day, that helps to prevent you from whoosh, diving way down.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can't sustain at the same level all day long. We're not built to do that. It's we have ebbs and flows and ups and downs. And I find it really helpful. I don't have to check in so much when I know I'm in an up. But when I do feel that dip, it's like, that's when I really go, okay, I need to consciously choose to examine this. And this tool gives me that ability to do that.
Well, the thing that comes up, though, is when you create the habit of checking in. So like I have a reminder midday to make sure I at least check in at that time as well. And when it becomes a habit and it becomes natural, the goal is to be less reactive and more proactive. So even in the Expect Success Collective, as part of your morning check-in, you're asked about what's something that's coming up in the day that might be challenging.
Yeah.
And then it gives you the opportunity to be proactive, to be prepared for it. And it could be just maybe you're going to meet with your accountant and that money stresses a lot of people out. So preparing all of your paperwork or whatever you know that you need for that meeting ahead of time, rather than just doing an, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this meeting. We'll just take the extra 20 minutes to prepare for the meeting. You'll be more prepared. And instead of dipping down to like a 3, maybe you'll be like a 6, which is pretty awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next stage of evolution is how do I become much more masterful and put different practices in place so I don't dip down, so that I'm being, it's more the preventative and proactive.
Yeah. Okay. So, I love that. I just love everything about that tool. I'm so glad that you really took the time to explain it for us, because it's powerful. It's powerful. And I'm in her collective and it's been an amazing ride. I've been in there just a little over 5 months. I got just to the end of April and then I'm going to step out for a little while, but having that electronic version for me, because I am a computer geek, has been really lovely. Cause it's like a journal when I do it in the morning and in the evening, it's like a journal for me, because I take the time to really think about why was I feeling that way, and to make notes about what I could have done better yesterday, and how can I plan for, this thing that I know, that is potentially a problem for me today, or potentially a disruption is probably a better way to put it. And it's been such a lovely way to really gauge where do I want to be today.
It's about creating your world so you can expect success in the Expect Success Collective. Well, yes.
Yeah. And it's that piece of that proactive piece of what could derail me and what can I do about that, or how can I plan for that, is that alone has been a game changer for me, because it's not something I would have thought to plan ahead for before,
And, it's kind of ironic, because what I'm being shown is like, as women, mothers, particularly, we're kind of wired for that. Like, how often were you like, I need to have this, and this, and this before I go and do whatever? Well, we're hearing the same thing for us.
Yes. I love that. It's like packing the diaper bag beginning of the day.
You have a water bottle and all the things.
I love that. That's a good way to look at it. Because, I'm really good at planning for everybody else, but not necessarily for me. And it's been serving that as a planning method for me. Plus, I'm learning from that, just having to stop and think, okay, so I know that when my husband and the dog, who just came over here to get scratched, are in the house and I'm trying to really focus hard on something, I know that my husband's going to walk through the door. The dog's going to want to get out of the door. It's like there's just coming and going kind of energy. And how can I do that? Well, I told my husband that if I'm on something like this and the dog is in here with me, she usually is, and wants to go out because he's going downstairs, I said, just open the door and let her out, so I don't have to get up and do that. And likewise in the other direction. And I have signs on my office door now, so that he knows if it's closed, what I'm doing, and whether he needs to be quiet or I'm just focusing. But I had to invent those tools.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give myself permission to say to him, if you wouldn't mind, just let her in or out if she's scratching, And knowing that Zoom doesn't pick up that kind of noise, it helps. it's very, very, very helpful.
And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because this is part of the intention with this tool, is to be able to communicate what's going on for you so that the other people around you can support you too.
Yes.
And then it also, in that same recognition of what's going on within yourself, it helps you with understanding and recognizing the signs, the symptoms, what might be going on for others. So it makes you more self-compassionate and compassionate with others.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good.
All right. Is there anything we haven't brought up yet today that you want to share with the listeners?
I really believe that it is so imperative that you take control of your journey. And I think we're going to circle back to the beginning of the conversation of choosing. Mm-hmm. Instead of just kind of flowing through life of the habitual way, start to give yourself permission to consider what really brings the most joy and what makes your heart sing. And then choose to bring that into your world. And if this concept of checking your inner battery really resonates with you, do that. Or just if you have a joy check-in, just something to be more conscious in how you're creating your life. You are worthy and deserve a phenomenal life, and it's there waiting for you.
And that's a perfect place to stop. Thank you for that. I know all of that, but it's always good to hear it again. And so I appreciate that message. And I hope the listeners will really take that to heart, literally take it into your heart, because it's beautiful. So can you tell the listeners where they can find you?
Yes, absolutely. So you can visit my website, jlyall.com, jlyall.com. And I do have a wonderful, if the checking your inner battery tool resonates with you, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. So I do have a wonderful tool on a 7-day energy transformation to attract more clients. So I walk you through that process over 7 days. And then you start to notice how your world shifts, the types of clients you attract shifts as you start to be mindful of the energy you're putting out there.
Yeah. I highly recommend you go check that out.
And it's at jlyall.com/energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, energy.
There you go. And we'll put that in the show notes too, of course. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with me. I love, love, love talking with you. And I always learn more every time I'm with you. You're so good at articulating things that I kind of feel or know, but you give words to it. Your voice is very powerful that way. You give words to things that can be a little nebulous, I think, for some of us at times. And I want to thank the listeners for being here. I hope you will go check out Jennifer's website and check out that inner battery check-in, because it is such an amazingly simple but powerful tool to help you choose better and understand where you are energetically, especially if you're not used to being sort of in new energy. And I think you'll find it can be quite affirming and quite transformative. So I hope I'll see you next time here on Curiously Wise. Jennifer, thank you so much for bringing your great wisdom here to with us today.
My honor, and thank you for this beautiful container you've created.
And we'll see you next time on Curiously Wise. And in the meantime, stay curious. Thank you so much for joining us today on Curiously Wise. I hope this conversation has left you feeling inspired and curious about the world around and within you. After all, curiosity is the key to growth and understanding. So keep asking questions and exploring new ideas. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing and/or leaving a review. It helps us be found by others. If you're curious to learn more about me or my healing practice, Heart Light Wellness, head over to my website at heartlightjoy.com. Until next time, I'm Lauren Wittig. Stay curious.